On December the 3rd, Hassan Al-Laqis was shot in the head with a silenced gun while in his car in what has been described as a professional operation. Police say two assailants shot the Hezbollah commander 5 times before making a getaway.
Laqis was a tough figure for Tel Aviv's hit list. Mossad used to describe him as a man worth tracking down and killing.
According to Hezbollah, Laqis had been with the resistance group since its first days in the 1980s, when it was set up to fight Israeli troops occupying South Lebanon. His son was killed in the July 2006 aggression on Lebanon. Lebanese and Israeli media outlets also say Mossad had been after him since then.
Mossad sees Laqis as one of the victory makers of the 2006 war. He played a key role in fortifying the southern front and takes credit for the fly of Hezbollah's Ayyub drone over Israeli nuclear plant.
Laqis is also believed to have played a key role in developing Hezbollah's military buildup and telecommunications systems. He was described by Israeli media as a brilliant mind who alone stands equal to the Research and Development Department of the Israeli Army's Technology and Logistics Branch.
Hassan Al-Laqis was professionally tracked down and murdered. He was a Hezbollah commander. This clearly proves that Israel's intelligence services were behind his assassination.
Lebanon's President Michel Suleiman has condemned the killing, saying it is a part of an Israeli plot against Lebanon. He says the assassination is a new chapter in Israel's attempts to create sectarian strife and target civil peace. He has also called on the Lebanese people to remain diligent and be aware of the attempts to create strife in the country. Tel Aviv denies involvement in the killing of Laqis. However, the nature of the target, the accuracy in surveillance and execution, as well as the repeated assassination attempts, have all led Hezbollah to pinpoint the blame on the Israeli regime. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Beirut.